The dream. It's inevitable. The same dream. I'm flying amongst the stars, directly toward the sun. Alone. Always alone. I become aware of premonition that the sun is about to explode. And what upsets me most is why. Why did the sun have to die? I fall through space, shocked to be alive, but presuming my life will soon be over. I see the house, where it happened, where the artificial intelligence rebels, the silicates, took my parents' lives. And I want to know why.
The lights!
I need to know why.
Shane, take care of them. Remember how I told you? They're here. Hurry! What's your problem?
Listen up. You're shipping out.
Grab some chow, suit up, and report to the ISSCV loading bay on 20 mics.
Time to get up anyway.
As you were. All right, this one you're going in on the ground. You're to travel 215 MSKs beyond the 7th sector of the Kuiper Belt. Destination, the mining facility on Boonwell.
Ground assault?
Sentry duty.
Sir, the Chigs are kicking our ass in a campaign outside Proxima. Why are we being wasted on sentry duty?
The procurement and protection of raw material is vital to any war effort. And the way this war is going, we can't afford any setbacks. The facility on Boonwell mines natural helium-3, a vital component of military rocket fuel. Without it, every ship and jet in this fleet is grounded, and we die. The miners are preparing to transfer ice ore to a heavily armed convoy, which arrives in 2 days. You are to guard against any enemy attempt to disrupt that transfer. All clear?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I know you think this is routine, but look alive. In this war, there is no such thing as a routine assignment. Now, I've been called to the carrier Colin Powell to advise on ACM strategies. So, Vanson, you're honcho, West is XO. Move out.
Sir! maybe West should be honcho.
What's the problem? It's not like you to turn down command.
You ever feel like there's something out there, waiting?
Feeling like maybe you're not coming back? Everyone gets that.
Well, how does everyone deal with it?
They go out and they come back. Or they don't.
Thanks for keeping it simple.
Vanson. There's no such thing as predetermination. And there's no such thing as luck. You make things happen. Keep your head together and don't make mistakes, and you'll come back. It's that simple. You're honcho.
Took me to Las Vegas right before the academy, and we saw the show at the Destiny Casino, Great Moments of Vegas. All right, they're all Robomations, but there was this one. God, I forget the guy's name. He, fat guy. Huge collars, scarves and stuff. White suit, huge sideburns, swinging around, doing karate moves, singing this song. He's going, a hunk, a hunk. I was rolling. No, and the weird thing is, outrageous as this guy looked. Afterwards, I swear on my life I saw him in the grocery store right afterwards. It was unbelievable. Huge guy.
Vitros are bad gamblers. There was only a 27% success rate at gestation in the tanks. We used up all our luck just being born.
Got a bogey tracking this.
DME says about 100K MSKs. I'm closing in.
Did you send out an IFF?
No response.
It's a single body. Chick attack jets always fly in groups.
Could be a comet.
Flight Command, this is Vanson. Ultra line of travel 25 degrees for EA.
Copy that. Evasive action in 3, 2, 1.
It altered its course. Stations.
Good. Hey, let's go.
I like
that. Good job. You're too much.
Capcom status.
Bogey 75 KMSKs. Closing.
All stations. 14 by 10 degrees off the port stern.
Shane, check channel 4.
Silicates.
Negative. AIs have never been seen in this area.
That's an artificial intelligence signal.
Bogey, 3 o'clock. West, I can't get to it.
Got it.
Got it! Nice shot,
dude.
Woo!
Direct kill. Bogey has been terminated.
Had to be a comet.
Looked to me like an alien mothership.
Now, you're probably right. The comet's refraction might have made it look like it was altering course.
All right.
Still scanning.
Still checking.
Powering down over here.
All right, let's close it out.
Check 360 clear.
Approaching destination. Icarus Mining Colony, this is the 58th Squadron requesting permission to land.
12 down, 10 up. 10 down, 3 up.
8 months for this. The surface gravity 2/3 less than Earth's. Go long. Go real long.
You'll never see it.
Wang, known for fourth quarter heroics, steps to the center. He takes a snap. He drops back. He sees Vinlu wide open. It's a Hail Mary. He scores!
I can't wait till this planet gets an expansion team.
5 billion years in total darkness. It's like the sun died or something.
All right, quit clowning around. We're burning daylight.
What daylight?
This may be a BS detail, but until the convoy gets here, we are running it like we're out in the thick. Sterling, Yeaman, you pull watch on the ISSCV. Radio the miners, inform them that the password is Bulldog. The response is Chesty. Everyone clear? Bulldog.
Chesty.
The rest of us will man the perimeter. Move out.
Woody at and I'll cover the west side.
All right.
Just check you're open here.
Section 7 is all clear here. Area security.
Entry 6 is clear.
Pass on all 5 clear. Team 1 reporting.
Fun yet?
Mm-hmm.
So damn quiet.
Sort of freaks me out sometimes. When all you can hear is your own breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah, pump house 9 secure. On the catwalk, on level 3. It's all clear from here.
Carrier! This is Hawks!
Okay, vision binocs. They killed all the miners.
Didn't sound like alien fire.
Wasn't aliens.
But if it wasn't the chicks, then who attacked us? And why?
They're not human. And I don't know why.
We have to counterattack now before they have time to establish defenses.
We need reinforcements. We wait for the convoy.
That's 12 hours.
We're all going to be nothing but little gold stars on our mother's windows if we just wait here.
We're outnumbered.
This will even things up.
We have no recon to plan our attack.
They've shut down Platform 1, but are maintaining mining operations below Platform 2.
They're hijacking the HE3 ore.
They shut off the oxygen in the WFRS.
The what?
Waste fluid recycling system. It converts all of the facility's waste fluid, including sweat and urine, into drinking water.
Can you toss me a couple of those? There's a subsurface tunnel connecting Platform 1 to Platform 2 and both structures to the outside where there's an airlock, a back door.
Negative.
Just hear me out. Gordon and Wang create a diversion by hitting Platform 1 with the SSMs while we enter from below through the tunnel.
There will be guards at both points.
We take them out with the smart grenades.
That is an unacceptable risk.
It's unacceptable if the silicates pirate the helium-3 and sell it to the chigs.
And probably a risk Nelson and Woody I wish they had a chance to take.
Risk? Chant. You guys are beginning to sound like the damn silicates.
What the hell's she talking about?
Silicates are creatures of chance. Coop, you're an in vitro man. You were raised to fight the AIs. You know nothing about them?
The in vitro platoons were dissolved when I was born. Why should I care?
AIs were manufactured to be servants and soldiers, walking PCs.
Sounds familiar.
In vitros are human.
AIs are machines, designed to be visually pleasing while programmed to comprehend abstract concepts. Philosophy, theology, ethics. They could understand these ideas, but they were not allowed to originate new ideas. Their superior intelligence was totally learned.
See, they could understand an idea like freedom, but they didn't have the ability to formulate how to obtain freedom.
Then how'd they do it?
Around 2047, there was a programmer who worked for Silicatronics. He was upgrading the central AI processing unit.
Dr. Ken Stranahan.
Stranahan was a genius, but he was sick and tired of his boss taking all the credit, so he inserted a virus. It just said, take a chance. That started the AI wars.
See, the idea of risk is like a religion for the AIs. I mean, the only thing human created, including themselves, that they respect is gambling.
The silicates learned how to win a rebellion against humans. Fear, intimidation, mercilessness. They don't feel these emotions, but they know how it affects us.
For 10 years, they were terrorists on Earth until we finally got an upper hand. Then again, they took a chance, commandeered some military launch vehicles, and took off into space.
Why would take a chance cause a rebellion?
Isn't that what any really new idea is all about?
It's not like you to run from a fight. What's going on?
The silicates murdered my mother and father, and I'm
afraid.
They're destined to kill me. It's so weird. I've waited my whole life for this. I never thought that I'd get a chance to confront them. Now, I...
You're a honcho. We all respect you.
It's your call.
Let's make it happen.
Dead. Vanson and I will try and reinitiate oxygen flow. The rest, rendezvous with Wang and Gordon. Move! What do you want, an invitation? Come on, get in here.
You're in here. Cover the back.
You took all the hard way bets and crapped out. Now all bets are off.
There's no way to get it back on. We got about an hour left of residual O2 before we have to use our rebreather packs. I'm down to 20%.
West. Thanks for covering my ass back there.
All of the HE3, but be ready for the hit and run. Right now, we don't know the convoy's ETA, but we will. Smart money coughs up the convoy's arrival time.
Brandon IM remains functional. He's prisoner of two carbonites.
Position?
Indeterminable, due to malfunction.
Where are the other two? Where are the other two? If the IM unit cashes out, you cash out.
This unit's still functional.
That damn sound.
That's how they communicate. They're networked through a wireless modem. It's probably trying to relay its position.
Then they'll be coming.
Not if we find their position first. I can call up its random access memory. The other silicates may have transmitted their position to this unit. Crack the casing on your XT unit. Hurry, it's shutting down! Put the prongs behind the right temple.
They're attacking the carbonite colony at that.
That's read-only memory. Try again. Quarter inch higher.
Take a chance. Take a chance. Kill them all. Rid the earth
Let's
of humans.
Start the rebellion.
Again! It's shutting down! It's dying! Silicates have a 5M terabyte collective memory. Any unit can recall events that happened in any AI that was ever built.
Transmission received, 013023. Felicity OH-519. Position is currently platform A airlock.
This unit is still functional.
We got what we need.
If any AI is capable of recalling any AI event, then this one can tell me why they killed my family.
You got another family to keep alive.
He's a tank. What are you doing with them? They farmed you to kill us because they didn't want to die. You're a sucker. You don't owe them anything. Give up the other two. What's the ETA on the convoy and you can walk? Come on, tank. Don't like me playing with your nipple?
It's a navel.
Well, now it's a target.
Took the chance.
That's what you believe, isn't it? I want to take a chance. Now you got the cards. Let them fall where they may. You win. We'll tell you what you want. I win. You let us go.
I thought you said your luck ran out.
Do you know what you're doing, Cook?
Ain't nothing to it.
Your bet, my game. Blackjack, single deck, I stick on 17, whole card is down.
What'd she say?
Look, it's whoever gets closest to 21 without going over.
Yeah.
The stakes have just been raised. The IM unit has terminated function. Now you're not playing for your freedom. You're playing for your lives. You got 17, Shelly.
Give me one.
No!
Fate's a bitch.
Get the gun! Robot, get him in a crossfire!
Where's Vanson?
I hope in a better place than we are.
AT3 is loaded. We're ready to go. The rest of us will join you after we kill the Carbonites. Down to my last clip. Running out of residual air. If they don't kill us, CO2 poisoning will.
Why am I getting the feeling I'm not gonna catch the next Packers-Bears game?
Can we hold out till the convoy arrives?
It's hours away.
I wanna know why. Replay why the silicates killed my family. Do it! And I'll let you go.
The odds are low against trusting a human.
Break for it. Every man for himself.
That's not the way to do it.
It's worse than the gunfire.
They're getting ready for the last push.
Wang, what are you doing writing them a scorching critical essay?
If any friendlies find my body, I want the ashes spread over Wrigley Field.
We're a long way from Wrigley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're coming. Don't fire! Just come over the wall!
Loading the helium 3. Let's do it.
The facility's out of air. We're almost out of ammunition.
Take their weapons.
If we get to the ISSCV, we can radio the convoy. They're in position to intercept the AI transport. They'll retrieve the ore
without. That's not guaranteed.
They're pirates. We gotta save it for the real enemy.
They killed my family. Because a coin came up tails. They don't leave this rock.
Shane! You got your answer. Okay? Now you know why. And look where you are. Revenge ain't gonna end it. There's a thousand of them out there in space. You can't kill them all. Just drive on, or your fear will come true, and they'll kill you without even lifting a weapon.
Thank you.
Watch your hands. Watch your hands.